Well, according to this new study, I'm going to be working till I'm 100.
Yeah, it'll just seem like it to you, I think.
Apparently, there's a growing segment of Americans worried they'll never retire. These are Generation Xers. And I'm a Generation Xer, those people born between 1965 and the late 70s. I was born in 69. Joining us to talk about this is private wealth advisor Derek Kinney. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Amy. That makes us the same age, and it is a bit depressing to wake up to this news if you think about it.
I know, really.
Excuse me just a second. Here is a guy that I graduated high school the year you were born, and I can tell you that we were led to believe the exact same thing, that we were never going to get our Social Security, and there was no way we could retire. And I think this is probably just more than anything something that people grow to be concerned about when they realize that they've spent half their life not saving money for the future.
Well, you're exactly right. And one thing that we're learning now is that every generation is affected by what happens during their generation. You know, Gen X is characterized by three main political and financial events. First of all, 1987, the big stock market crash, the 2000 tech stock meltdown. Now, keep in mind, back in 2000, even think 1999, David, Amy, it was as easy as having a dartboard and picking out stocks because everything made money. The problem was the year later, everything lost money. And then you have the 2008 financial crisis, and all of those have played a major, major impact while putting kids through college and changing jobs and so forth. And so all of those have played a big part in really kind of stacking the odds against many Gen Xers.
One thing that's good news about the millennials, we say so many bad things about the millennials, but the millennials save money, though, don't they?
They do. And one thing that they've also shown, surveys have shown, is that they're making good money because they've been willing to change jobs, they've been willing to change careers and really change directions. But also, when they get motivated to save, they have found a way to save money. And let me tell you a quick story. I had a recent Gen X client in my office, and he and his wife were both expressing concern that they were behind in their savings. And they said, Derek, look, our education was good, but we wanted our kids to have a better education than we had. We wanted to put them in a better situation, really propel them. And what I told them is what I would tell your listeners, and that is, look, ultimately it's about choices, and you can have all you want now, but if you defer some money, then you possibly could have all you want in the future. The key is to break it down into some manageable steps. And for them, it was enrolling in their companies, not just 401k, but what's called a Roth 401k, which allowed them not to get a tax break now, but to put money away and stockpile it where they wouldn't have to pay taxes at all when they pulled it back out. That made a huge difference. But also determining how much monthly savings they needed to sock away to reach their goal. And in their case, what we talked about was, look, it's probably not realistic to have the traditional age 62 retirement. So let's think about what I call a phased-in retirement, where you gradually ease into it and have some flexibility but still earn some money. And their faces lit up. They looked more relaxed. They suddenly were more open in terms of what they wanted to do. And so it really helped them create a strategy for them that made sense.
You mentioned something that I haven't necessarily heard of, and that was a Roth 401k. I've heard of Roth IRA, but I didn't know you could do a Roth 401k.
Yeah, not every company has the opportunity to do that, but I would encourage your listeners to call their human resources department and say, look, is a Roth 401k a possibility? Here's how it works in general terms. First of all, it's still payroll deducted. The money comes right out of your check without you having to make the decision, which is the key, first of all, out of sight, out of mind. But what it does, it doesn't give you the traditional tax break now. It doesn't reduce your taxable income. What it does, though, it sets aside money that down the road you pay zero tax when you pull it back out. So for people that are behind the curve and need to catch up, as I like to say, that can be a very savvy strategy to think about.
Like to let me describe a person, and then give you a couple of age limitations and see if there's a point at which it really is too late to do anything about it. Let's take a person who you know makes an average salary, has a very small 401k, and maybe a term life insurance policy, and they haven't been saving money, and they haven't been investing except for that 401k, and they don't know what that's all about either. So now if that person is in his or her 40s, I would guess that you're going to say, well, it's not too late to get started. But if that person is in his or her 50s or 60s, well, you got to just tell them, there's not much I can do for you.
Yeah, Dave, that's a great question. And I tend to be a voice of reason with my clients. I don't sugarcoat things. I tell them exactly how it is. But in that case, here's what I would tell someone, and this is a common situation. First of all, there's what I call a catch-up strategy. And what I mean by that is that there are pivotal points in people's lives where suddenly more money can become available. And here are a couple of those instances. First of all, they've now paid off their house, or their son or daughter has now graduated from college, or they have received a raise at their job. Those pivotal things, if they occur, if people can capture those dollars and not increase their lifestyle, but plow the money back into their retirement, can help them move the ball forward. Now, Dave, shooting straight, that would be a big hill to climb, and I tell clients that all the time, but if they're diligent and if they're willing to make sacrifices, and sometimes the sacrifices look like this, are you willing to downsize your house? Are you willing to significantly reduce your lifestyle to catch up? And how bad do you want that goal? For example, occasionally we have clients say, look, I want to be with my grandkids, and I challenge them, are you willing to do what it takes to change jobs or to cut your lifestyle to have that opportunity? Some of them say yes. Some of them say, you know what, I can't do it. So it's really a gut check financially. Are they willing to do what it takes? Sometimes they are, and they really reap the benefits.
We're talking with private wealth advisor Derek Kinney about Generation Xers not being able to retire because they don't have enough money. How much is enough money these days?
You know, there's so many rules of thumb out there. Some say that you need 60 to 70% of your pre-retirement income to live on and have that saved up. But many people find, and what I talk with my clients about, is it's custom tailored for each client. For example, here's what I would ask your listeners to think about. If you were to retire today, right now, how much net monthly income would you need to live on? What that means is what you're spending right now minus taxes, how much would that dollar amount need to be? Then there's some complex calculations that we can do to figure out how big does that lump sum of money need to be to then generate what I call a paycheck in retirement. So in round numbers, David and Amy, let's say that someone had $1 million. Not everybody has that, but just for the math, a person could fairly safely take off of that about 3.5%. So $1 million equals about $35,000 of pretty consistent income. So you think about that number, and then you layer that with numbers like your Social Security, perhaps other pension. Now, those are going away for many people, but if you have a pension from a company, be thankful for that. Those are layers of income, so you want to add those together, and that equals how much you could possibly live on. But again, I talk about that phased in retirement. Many people, especially if it's Gen X, even baby boomers, they've got such a great wealth of knowledge and experience. If they just leave the workforce, that can vanish. But if they work part-time or do something to stay active and engaged, we find surveys show that they feel more fulfilled, and it's generating some income for the possible cruises or trips they may want to go on.
All right. Great advice, as always. Thank you very much, Derek. Always a pleasure talking with you. There's private wealth advisor Derek Kinney.